Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
This is Money Talking from WNYC. Good morning, I'm Charlie Herman. Well, look out, iPhone. You've got competition. Facebook is launching, well, it's not technically a phone, but it sure feels like it. They're calling it Facebook Home, and it's new software that will put Facebook front and center on your Android phone. And at the same time, Samsung, who's nipping at the heels of Apple, has announced that they're planning to open 1,400 stores inside Best Buy's, reminiscent of Mac stores. So with me now are Joe Nocera with The New York Times and Rana Faruhar with Time Magazine. And Joe, why all this emphasis on phones?
Because that's where the world is heading. That's the device of not just the present, but even more of the future. In Facebook's case, it has been well documented that they have struggled to keep up with mobile. And yet that's where their users are. And they're kind of starting to lose the cool factor and so on. So they need a way where Facebook isn't just an app on somebody else's phone. They need a way where Facebook is front and center. If they don't do that, they don't really have a future.
Yeah, it's all about mobile. And more than that, it's all about ecosystems. I mean, what fascinates me about this story and about the Facebook announcement is that so many companies in Silicon Valley and in the consumer electronics space are now merging into each other's areas that used to be more separate. So Google, Apple, Facebook, Amazon, Samsung, to a lesser extent, Yahoo, all of these firms are trying to basically deliver online services and apps on devices, and they want to own both those things. And essentially, they want to own the ecosystem in which you live. It's a very emotional business model. They want to be in your pocket.
The phrase that they used to use back in the day when we all really just relied on our computer was the home page. And the home page was really important because that was how you launched into the internet and to all the other sites. Now, what you have here is a situation where in mobile, this handful of powerful companies that are fighting for dominance all want to be the mobile equivalent of the homepage.
And that's basically what Facebook has announced with this Facebook Home.
Right.
That's right. And that's what Apple has always had.
But, I mean, while it's exciting maybe to talk about all these new features and different types of phones and the apps that are out there or what our new homepage is, you know, what these companies are really trying to do, like you were saying, Rana, is get into your pocket and get those ads directly to you. Do people really want that? I mean, to have ads coming right at me specifically tailored?
It's a really interesting question, and I think it's up for grabs. I think that people do want it. First of all, they do have very emotional relationships with these companies and with these devices. I mean, just think about how most of us feel about Apple products. Now, the question, though, that I'm interested in is, as this trend goes forward, A, are there going to be monopoly issues? I mean, we've already seen some of that pushback against companies like Google that try and expand their space. And I think that you're going to see more of that. There are law professors that are arguing already, well, you know, these companies should have to provide services or hardware or digital content, but they can't do it all at once, that that's too much. So it's an open question.
Charlie and Rana, I think it's not just about advertising. It's about owning the consumer and being able to, in effect, sell the data based around what they do. That's a hugely contentious issue. It brings up all these privacy aspects, but it is, in fact, one of the reasons these companies are so adamant about wanting to be the key interface between the device and the customer.
And it may be that the winner of this race in the end is the company that we trust the most. I mean, you know, you want to trust whoever's in your pocket.
Well, I mean, look into your crystal ball here. Can you tell me who's going to win this fight?
I'm betting on Apple for now. I mean, I think, you know, look, it's already just an enormous company for starters. This company is almost 5% of the S&P, so just a ginormous muscle there. And I think that there's a tremendous reputation that's been built up. Of course, there have been challenges to that. We've seen what's just happened in China. But
the government took an aggressive action towards Apple.
Right, and that probably has more to do with the Chinese government being worried about issues of openness itself. I think it probably depends on your age group. It may be that younger people will go for different brands.
Joe?
I think there's another issue, too, which is the issue of price. Apple is at the high end. Samsung is moving into these Best Buys. And they want to compete not just at the high end on price, but they want to compete for more middle-income consumers. I think Facebook's going to be the same way. I don't think you're going to have one winner-take-all, but I do think you're going to have a very small handful of companies that wind up dominating this industry.
So you're not going to give me one?
I'm just not.
It's so safe.
Okay, well, let's look ahead to the more immediate future and some of the stories we're watching. Rana, what's on your radar?
So I'm thinking about the jobs numbers that are coming out today and the sequester effect.
Well, what happened to the sequester? Do we think we'll see it in today's jobs number?
Exactly. This was such a looming thing just a few weeks ago, and it hasn't come to much. But let's remember that the real effects were not supposed to hit until March, April. So it could be that we start to see some of that in these jobs numbers. I think it's still going to be moderate, but I think that the unemployment figure is probably not going to go down a whole lot. It may even stay where it's at. So there is a kind of a way in which the sequester might be starting to bump up against the really robust recovery in the private sector, particularly in housing. But this is going to take another few months to play out.
But is there a difference between what's happening at the macro level, maybe housing's looking okay or jobs are looking all right, and at the micro level, that individuals who are reliant on services from the federal government, food stamps or what might, that they may be hurting right now already?
Well, I think absolutely. I think that, again, like everything in the economy, there's a lot of bifurcation here. The sequester will hit people that count on federally funded child care, people that are on long-term unemployment benefits. Those people that are really in need are going to feel the majority of the effects of this.
Joe, what are you looking ahead to?
I am looking ahead to see how long Tim Pernetti keeps his job. Pernetti, of course, is the athletic director at Rutgers, who was deeply embarrassed by that video that went viral showing his basketball coach verbally abusing and physically abusing the basketball team during practices.
And this was a video that he had when he made the decision to initially suspend
them. That's right. He had the video. He saw it, and he decided to fine him $50,000 and suspend him for a few games. And now he's been forced to fire him. If he keeps his job, and this is why this is a business story, it will be because he helped get Rutgers into the Big Ten, which is the wealthiest conference in the country that has its own television network. Rutgers has struggled financially in its athletics, and the Big Ten is in a position to hand them millions and millions of dollars and also gain entry into the New York media market. So watch to see whether or not he keeps his job. And if he does, you will know that it's because money trumps.
Well, we'll be watching those stories and all the week's financial news at WNYC.org/business. You can also take this program with you as a podcast available on iTunes. Joan O'Sara with The New York Times and Rana Fruhar with Time Magazine, thanks for joining.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I'm Charlie Herman. This is Money Talking from WNYC.